Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the dream life, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or just simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can. And today's topic is going to be natural health strategies for ADD, or in other words, attention deficit, which is a disorder that is increasing, supposedly, in our northern, North America, South America, everywhere, all over the world, and more of our children in particular are being medicated. By the way, if you're listening in live, feel free to call in and ask me a question during the show. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1, and then I'll know your hand is up, and I will unmute you when I'm ready to take questions. So first, let's talk about what's going on with attention deficit. So I have kids and adults in my practice that have symptoms of ADD. So they can't pay attention. The kids are more likely to have more activity. In other words, you know, hyperness, bouncing off the walls kind of children. The adults, not so much, but both complain about not being able to pay attention in school. Pretty much off in La La Land, dream world. The adults have extreme difficulties with productivity and being focused on a task and seem to bounce from task to task. And most of us adults at times feel that way. but in general, you know, people with adult ADD really feel debilitated by their lack of productivity and focus. And for children, they're not as frustrated as their parents and their teachers are, but they have great difficulty in school paying attention and disrupting the class and do very poorly, really, in an open classroom. So, you know, I say to parents sometimes when they come, and I said, you know, there's really nothing bad, you know, or really like wrong per se with your child. Your child's brain is wired in a different way and in a different society, in a, say, a tribal society or an ancient society, your child's ability to see the big picture in dreamland or dream world is actually what gift they would consider in shamans. So in a different tribe or in, you know, than the society, modern society that we have, these children would be like the sages. You know, they would be the wise one. Now, what that means is when they're the wise one, they are intuitive and they can be incredibly perceptive and sensitive. They're the ones in the tribe that would be able to sense, you know, thousands of miles away that there might be another tribe that may come and try to fight, you know, this tribe, and they have to get prepared for it. Or they may sense that there's going to be a famine coming on. You know, these are very highly regarded skills. And so the shaman or medicine man or, you know, whatever you want to call them in these ancient tribes are very valuable. The only problem is when you have this gift as a child in our today's society, it doesn't work so well. Because you're in a classroom with, you know, 15 or 20 or 30 or maybe 40 other kids, and your ability to see all and sense all isn't really well received by your teacher or your classmates because you're very disruptive. So I often tell parents that, you know, your child in another society would be a very, very important person. But in our society, it doesn't work very well. So we have to find ways of rewiring the brain, or at least to the degree that they can keep their gifts, but be able to function positively and productively in our society. So there are definitely gifts for children and adults with ADD. Like I say, they tend to be extremely perceptive, extremely intuitive. And unfortunately, it's not something that's recognized as a gift. So I kind of reframe that for the parents when they come in, and I say that in front of the child, and so the child knows, wow, you know, I'm not bad. You know, I'm not, there's nothing like majorly wrong with me, but that I'm just super sensitive and I have these gifts which don't really work in our society right now. So what can we do? So I'm going to give you a preamble about my perceptions of what's going on with the rising rate of ADD, especially in our children, in our society. Now, most people will always blame things on genetics. So, oh, well, there's, you know, there's just more ADD people having ADD kids, you know. But if you look at the rise of ADD and even the rise of some other childhood disorders like autism, it far, far, the speed of rise is far greater than our ability to procreate more generations of children. So there's something environmental going on that's affecting our children and our adults that are promoting more and more ADD symptoms and disruptions in our everyday life. School has always been the same. You know, there's always been the same number of, you know, kids in classroom, maybe a little bit more now. But why is, you know, why are more and more kids being diagnosed with ADD, and why are they being medicated? Well, right now, the basic, I'm just going to say basic, options that children have when they're diagnosed with ADD is that they're given the option of, well, you can go on these drugs, amphetamines, like Ritalin, for example, Concerta. There are other, you know, brand names for drugs for ADD. Or let's get you some counseling. So they get some family counseling to help the family cope. Maybe they go into a special class. Sometimes they're lucky if they can do that in special ed, if they're having learning difficulties or if they qualify for that. But basically, they're a nuisance to their teachers and their classmates. So it's a really, really challenging situation. And more teachers have been, you know, basically pushing the parents to take them to the doctor to get drugs. I mean, that's exactly what the drug company wants to hear, of course. But there are other options, and that is the point of our show today, is to share with you, and I know we only have, you know, 30 minutes, but I want to share with you some of the foundational or key strategies that I've used in my office to help kids and adults with ADD. So we're talking about the environment that are harming those of us that are sensitive types. These are toxins, that's one category, that are affecting all of us, not just kids and adults with ADD. And then there's another category of poor nutrition status. So let's talk about the toxins first. So what in our environment is actually inducing or promoting ADD in our society? So first of all, we have food toxins. So that we could do a whole hour just on that, but food toxins occur in our processed food industry. So there's a lot of chemicals and there's a lot of sugar. The average amount of sugar consumption way back in the 1800s was like something ridiculously low, like 4 pounds per year per capita. And now it's like 150 to 180 pounds per year. I mean, woo, that's a huge jump over, you know, just a couple hundred years. So our bodies were really not made to process that much sugar, and it comes in hidden forms. So most people, or more enlightened people these days, understand that sugar is not called sugar. It's actually probably in more toxic forms, such as corn syrup or fructose in some of our packaged foods. So we have lots of food toxins and dyes and artificial coloring and perfumes and all sorts of things. Interestingly, water can be considered a toxin as well, and I'm not telling people not to drink water. In fact, I tell them to hydrate as much as they can. But in processed water in big cities, et cetera, you often have chlorine and fluoride that is in the water. And unfortunately, these substances in the forms that they're in the water can block the function of other things that are beneficial in the body, like iodine. So if you don't have enough iodine on board on your body, then the chlorine and fluorine are going to like latch on to those iodine receptors and cause problems. And iodine is required for every single organ in the body to function. And then, you know, things like bromine are in food substances and anything that like baked goods. It's very common to have bromine. And again, that's another toxic, what we call toxic halide, that competes with our iodine in our bodies. And then we have, you know, aside from food toxins and water toxins, we have dental toxins. So, you know, we use heavy metals, unfortunately, still in our dentistry industry. And that there's no question that the mercury leaches. And mercury is one of the most toxic substances known to man. And, of course, we have it in our environment as well. But certainly, if you have a mouthful of mercury, that is, unfortunately, leaching and causing toxicity in not just, you know, in the area of the mouth, but also in the nervous system, where that's going to affect your attention, right, and your brain function. And then we've got toxins in the household. We've got skincare ingredients that are often non-pronounceable and have been known to cause cancer in animals, but yet we are allowed to use them over and over and over again on our skin. So I'm not even going to go, the list is so long, I'm not even going over any of that because you can look that up, the skincare toxins. So what about non-sort of chemical toxins? Well, one that is not really being talked about a lot but highly affects people with ADD is electromagnetic toxins. So electromagnetic stress from our electronic equipment. For example, wireless internet, so it's also called Wi-Fi, is very controversial worldwide about its safety for children. And it's only in the United States that we're kind of dumbed down about this. But if you look up safety of Wi-Fi in schools, you'll notice that worldwide, a lot of countries have banned Wi-Fi in public schools, given the current evidence of how harmful it can be. And these are the harm is in normal children. So can you imagine children that are extra sensitive, like those with ADD? So, for example, Austria banned Wi-Fi in schools and nurseries in 2005. Germany banned Wi-Fi in public schools in 2006. Then there's like England, 2006. Certain schools did that as well. Goes on and on. I believe Switzerland did as well. In 2010, the Swiss government and Swisscom, which is the largest telecom provider, offered fiber optic wiring to schools for free, converting them from wireless to hardwired network. Now, we're doing the opposite here in the United States. We're putting everybody on Wi-Fi, all the schools. Forget about the data of how harmful it could be in schools. Wow, it's cheaper. Let's do this, you know. So in Canada, there's also been several townships that have also banned Wi-Fi in their schools. So that is a big deal. And it's not just Wi-Fi. You know, a lot of kids now are carrying cellular phones. I know when I do my little brain balance test in my office for kids and adults, almost 100%. Well, actually, what am I saying? It is 100%. 100% of kids and adults with ADD that come through my office do have so much stress on their brain that their nervous system is completely out of whack, totally unbalanced, and in dire need of rewiring. So cellular phones, cordless phones, believe it or not, do emit microwave radiation. And so it is dangerous, especially for those with sensitive brains to begin with, the people with ADD. And I think there's very little respect in this country for just how harmful these things can be. And then there's just regular, you know, EMF, non-microwave radiation, such as computers, you know, and machinery and televisions. And, you know, a lot of that, fluorescent light bulbs, for example, are very high electromagnetic radiation compared with incandescent light bulbs. I know they save money and it's supposed to be green, but it's not healthy. There are new LED light bulbs that are better, which are less EMF. Apparently, kind of pricey, but maybe worth your while. So children can be that have ADD and adults can be so sensitive that the fluorescent lights in school can really affect them negatively. Like, forget about the computers, okay, which is bad enough, but even just the lights in the classroom. And they're so sensitive, there's like mold, if there's mold in the classroom, you know, that kind of stuff, that can also affect their brains as well. So let's switch gears and talk about the nutrition piece. So we got a lot of sugar in processed food, and the processing decreases the mineral content of the food. So anything that comes in a box, bag, can, bottle, et cetera, is somewhat processed. Even if it's organic, it's still processed to a certain degree. Of course, the closer it is to real live food, you know, the better it is for you. And the quality of protein has really dropped as well for, you know, for everyone in our country. So the protein sources, so you've got, you know, beans, you've got meat, and different kind of grains, the protein sources, fish, seafood, that sort of thing. Well, with a big agribusiness, you have decreased quality of the type of protein you have in, for example, beef. The fats in the protein are different. For example, most of the soy in this country, where a lot of people get their protein source from, interestingly, is genetically modified. So again, it's not the same kind of protein source we had, you know, 100 or 200 years ago. And why do you need protein? Well, you need protein and good carbohydrates to make neurotransmitters. And those neurotransmitters are required for good functioning of the brain. And for people with ADD, they often have very imbalanced neurotransmitters. So either one's too high or too low. So you may have heard of these. So melatonin, serotonin, melatonin's more like a hormone, but I'm including that in this bunch because it is affected in people with ADD. So serotonin you may have heard of, GABA, noradrenaline, adrenaline, dopamine, the pleasure neurotransmitter, and the list goes on and on. There's quite a few other ones as well. Those are kind of the main ones people talk about. But you can test these neurotransmitters using a urine and or blood test, and you can see the imbalance in them. And it's fascinating that when you take kids and you put them on drugs for ADD, you'll see an elevation of some of these neurotransmitters. It won't be imbalanced, mind you, but you'll see a huge elevation. If they stop the drug, then this level completely bottoms out, and that's not normal. So we're kind of covering up symptoms, you know, when we're using drugs for ADD instead of really getting to the main issue, which is, you know, getting the brain back in balance. So all kids and all adults with ADD have some form of stress in their brains. I mean, they're literally overwhelmed energetically. They're overwhelmed with their life. I mean, if they lived in a cave, you know what I mean, without electricity, without TV, without, you know, eating natural food, they probably wouldn't have ADD. Like I said, they'd probably be the shamans of society, you know, but in this world, it doesn't work for them. They're way too sensitive. So what can we do? Well, we need to get them out of that stress. And what happens when you get stressed is that the both sides of your brain don't talk to each other and you get locked in the stress response. So we have to get them back into a balanced electrical, you know, neurological state, so their brain, get their brain waves back. And by the way, kids and adults with ADD have a difficult time going through all the different brainwave states that we normally go through if we don't have ADD. And one of those brainwave states is called beta wave. That is attentive focus. You need beta wave brain waves in order to stay focused and have attention. And so kids have a really hard time with that. They don't have beta wave. So one of the things we can do with these kids is we can actually play them beta wave brain entrainment CDs. And I usually use Dr. Jeffrey Thompson's Brainwave Massage 2.0, which is nice music. He also has a private one called Mental Focus, which is just waves. There's no music to it. So Brainwave Massage 2.0, great to play in the background, you know, when you have kids or adults with ADD, and help them get back into a brainwave state of more brain balance, as well as to get that beta wave firing again in their brains. And so we got to correct the electrical circuits, and then we've got to also correct the biochemical issues in the body. So the other way you can correct the electrical circuits, or at least that I've found really helpful in kids and adults with attention issues, is using a stress relief patch. It's the LifeWave Eon patch. And I've pioneered the use of this patch on certain brain points. And what happens is that it really helps to balance the stress state in the body. So the parents have noted to me, now even though I'm doing it for this brain balance, they've noticed immediately that their child is just calmer, you know, and more polite and able to pay attention. And basically what we're doing is we're just decreasing the stress response of the body. So it's amazing that a little patch like that, and nothing goes through the body, it's not a drug or anything like that, can really calm, you know, this overworked, overly sensitive system of people that have ADD. So if you don't know about my brain balancing protocol, you can get it free at patchtrainingteam.com. So patchtrainingteam.com is the protocol for this acupressure patch that I use. So those are the two kind of quick things I can tell you about how we help to correct the electrical system of the brain. The other one that I use, but I do have to do some testing in the office, is by my colleague, Dr. Davis, Stephen Davis, who has these wonderful tinctures at NutriLinkEnergy.com. So Nutri with an I, LinkEnergy.com. And he has some tinctures that really help with the stress response and also help with remineralizing the body as well. So you can check out his tinctures there. So what about biochemical? So we have to really decrease the toxic load for these kids and adults with ADD. So we have to make different lifestyle choices. So different foods. So we're going to go back to, you know, go. So I should go away from processed food and go towards whole foods. And what's really interesting is so many of my patients with ADD are gluten sensitive. They're actually grain sensitive, and they crave carbohydrates. We're talking like, you know, crackers and pastas and cookies and pizza. Oh, pizza's the big one. Love pizza. You know, and it goes on and on. And they literally, gluten, which is a component of wheat, barley, rye, you know, that kind of thing, is actually toxic to the brains of many people and to the gut of many people, so they can get this inflammatory stress reaction in their body. So we want to limit as much of that, including sugar, of course, which is a carbohydrate, as much as possible, because they're very, very addicted to those things. And one of the easiest things to do is to eat paleo, like caveman. So it's a fairly high fat, okay, and a quality fat, mind you, high fat based on animal fat diet with very little grains, no legumes, no sugar, no dairy, because a lot of them are sensitive to dairy too, and basically meat, veggies, and some fruit, which is their, you know, sole sugar source. And I recently hired my own private chef for this. And you can check it out on my articles at my website, how we did this. It's actually saved us money, but we get it shipped to us. And so during the week, this paleo diet, which is the caveman diet, my wonderful significant other and I get to eat someone else's wonderful gourmet food for 10 meals each a week, and it's wonderful. So for busy moms and dads that are just like putting their hands up like, oh, my God, I can't feed this kid, you may want to consider that option of getting some pre-made paleo for your child. So you definitely don't want to do any caffeine either. So lots of good quality animal fat from pastured animals. If someone's vegetarian, it's a little bit harder, but you may want to do like fermented cod liver oil, for example. There's only one brand that's good, fermented cod liver oil. And then we have to get rid of food sensitivities. Like I said before, these people are extremely sensitive to a lot of things, and a lot of times their gut gets damaged from poor food choices, antibiotics, drugs, that kind of thing, and then they can develop allergies from that. And if you're not understanding how that happens, you should go back and listen to my Leaky Gut Cure with Karen Brenmeyer show, where she explains how that happens. So what I use is the UHE method, U-H-E method, uhemethod.com, to decrease the inflammatory response or the sensitivity response of the body to a lot of these foods and other toxins like dyes and colors and that kind of stuff that people are sensitive to when they have ADD. And that helps a lot with their symptoms. It's actually quite unbelievable. So I highly recommend the UHE method for helping you, both kids and adults with ADD, desensitize themselves from a lot of these things that they've become sensitive to over the years. And then we talked about the EMF stress, right? So we have to protect people from these outside sources because they're very, very sensitive. So you may not be able to convince the school to get rid of their Wi-Fi, although it'd be really great if they did. But you definitely want to limit the cell phone at home. You know, no cell phone for these kids. If for whatever reason they have to have a cell phone, you have to get a really good cell phone protector. The LifeWave makes one called the Matrix for the iPhone. I use one for my smartphone called EarthCom, and that's one of the best ones that I've ever found. And I keep experimenting with new ones, but that's one that I found totally neutralizes the stress response for, cordless phones and cell phones. They also, this particular company, EarthCom, and you can go to my website to check it out, but they also have things for the home as well. So if you have wireless internet, which I unfortunately had to get, don't ask me, but it's like I think my wiring got chewed or something in my house by something, but I had to get wireless internet, and I told the guy he could not turn it on until he put this little doohickey, this Omega Wi-Fi in it to protect me, and it made a huge difference. So I have a lot of their products in my home, and certainly I also have a necklace that helps me as well. And you can do some grounding with the child outdoors with feet on the earth. That can really be helpful as well. So, the EMF stress, changing out the light bulbs, if you have fluorescent lights at home, to incandescent, especially in their bedroom, removing all electrical equipment from their bedroom, including computers. You can also use a particular product from Energy Tools International called Clean Sweep, and especially in their bedroom or where they're working or where there's a lot of computer, a lot of equipment in the home. Teachers like to use this in the classroom, actually. It's an energized spray. It's water that's structured and it's energized, and it helps to clear negative electromagnetic energy from the room, at least temporarily. So you can actually spritz the kid as well if they're, really misbehaving. I'm just kidding. I spritz myself, whenever I'm feeling a little like, whoa, overwhelmed, or, I'm very electrosensitive. So if I've been in a place, for example, a mall or Best Buy or something where there's a lot of electrical equipment, I'll go and I'll spray myself and clear that off my energy field. But it's really great in the bedroom. People tend to sleep better when their room is electrically clear. So it's something you want to do on a regular basis. I really enjoy this product, Clean Sweep. We use it in the office as well to clear any negative energy that's left over from any of our patient encounters when people are detoxifying in the office, any emotional stuff. It can also sweep away that, which is really cool. And so the area is very clear energetically for the next patient to come in. So we've got, improving diet, getting rid of toxins in the home, EMF toxins, and removing those or getting protection devices for that, balancing the brain with patches, with music, brainwave music. And then what about supplements? And people ask me about that. Well, most people with ADD actually have a lot of deficiencies, so I can't go through everything today. But one of the things they do have is magnesium deficiency. So sometimes using magnesium is really helpful. I usually recommend transdermal magnesium, like through the skin. Either baths for kids or adults can use the oil. Ancient Minerals is a company here in the United States that has a very pure form of transdermal magnesium. I mentioned before that fermented cod liver oil can be really helpful for the vitamin A and vitamin D content, especially in vegetarians who do not eat pastured red meat, which I do recommend for kids and adults with ADD. A lot of vegetarians tend to be really a lot of grains and a lot of legumes, and it's kind of difficult to get the nutrients out of that compared with meat products. So it is tougher, but it can be done. It's still a lot better than eating out of boxes and bags processed food, right? So if you're a really good cook and you're vegetarian or lacto-ovo vegetarian, you get raw milk and you culture it and, make everything from scratch. I mean, that is 10 times better than packaged food, that's for sure. And then there's targeted amino acid therapy. And now you do need to get your neurotransmitters checked, but you can do what's called targeted amino acid therapy. I do that in my office after I've done the brain balancing and all this other nutritional stuff. And then you can kind of tweak the improvement with these amino acids. So if you have imbalances in your neurotransmitters, you can get them balanced. So that's about the time we have for today. We went through a lot of material, But hopefully this was helpful for you. And so if it was, you know, please pass it along. The archive of this show is available from now until forever. So pass it along to people you care about, people that are suffering from ADD, and especially families with kids with ADD. There really isn't a reason to suffer anymore. There's a lot of things you can do outside of drugs and counseling that can help kids and adults with ADD. So thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate your time. And until next time, take care and be healthy. Bye for now.